Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of James, near the end of the Bible, right after Hebrews, right before 1 Peter, find James. We will be reading chapters 4 and 5, which will finish the book of James. I will pray. We will read through these chapters. I'll take some devotional pauses, think of some application at the end, and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. James chapter 4. Father, thank you for your word. And as we look at these last two chapters of James, a very practical book of how our faith and works go together, I pray that you would help me to know how to better live for you, to live out my faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires, the battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? All right, so you've got fights that happen between people, and the fact is they come from our own selfishness inside. We are to listen to the Spirit God has put in us that would cause us to be humble, to submit ourselves to God, to not be quick to judge, to not slander others, to humble ourselves in all of our relationships. Verse 13, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what your life will, what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So making plans for your life, not a bad thing at all. It's just leaving God out of the plans. So including what God's will is, and then heading toward what we want to do, including him all the way. Chapter 5. Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You've hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. So in that day, God is pointing out to those who are rich and oppressing others, your time of judgment is coming. Verse 7, be patient then, brothers and sisters. So this is those who are being oppressed. Until the Lord's coming, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. So you've got this idea like Jesus is coming at any time, judgment's coming at any time. Be patient, wait for it. Verse 10, brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count those blessed who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. So basically, be a person of your word and be patient in suffering. Growing character. God knows about it. He's full of compassion and mercy to give to you. Verse 13, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Praying. Praying in faith is how he ends chapter 5 and ends the book of James. So what do we take from chapters 4 and 5 as it relates to personal application? What is it that I'm going to take from here? I think it's chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Whether it's in conflict, as chapter 4 begins, or whether it's in suffering, as chapter 5 talks about, whether it's where we need to repent of our sins, chapter 5, 4, both talk about, whatever situation it may be, I need to humble myself before God at all times, rather than trying to lift myself up or let everybody, you know, set the record straight, right, with people. God knows how to do that in his way and his time. So today I will humble myself before God, give everything to him, and walk humbly with him. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for James 4 and 5. And Lord, there's so much good stuff here. But what I take out of it today, Father, is I want to recommit myself to be humble before you, to walk humbly with you, and to honor you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.